In this one, civil rights era participants answer a question about activism posed by young New York hip-hop artist Robert Edwards. Responding are former Black Panther and Chicago detective David Lemieux, Ambassador Andrew Young in Atlanta, and Reverend Herbert Oliver in New York.
Why didn't y'all leave us the blueprint? Peace.
I suppose some of us, myself included, feel like we did leave a blueprint. If you had experienced the euphoria that we felt during the 60s, when we would see one another on the corner, and there wasn't no such thing as you had to throw up some kind of gang sign. When you saw other Black people, you went like this, they went like that, everything was fine. That's not the way it is now. I thought, me as an individual, because I can't speak to other people, I thought there would be a continuum. I thought if I raised my children a certain way, that things would stay that way. I thought that we were progressing. I underestimated the seriousness of our enemies. I underestimated them, that so much time and effort would be spent in dismantling those things that brought about self-esteem, those things that brought about self-love, those things that brought about respect for one another. A great deal of time and energy was spent dismantling that by our enemies. And it is our fault that we did not see that for what it was and combat it more thoroughly.
I think maybe we did leave you a blueprint. And yet, we too were so busy trying to survive that we were not as organized and disciplined as maybe we should have been. But speaking from the platform of Martin Luther King's civil rights movement, Martin Luther King never had more than 100 people on his staff, and that was only for one or two movements. He never had more than $500,000 a year to try to change the world. None of us had a blueprint. But what he taught us to do and what we learned from Gandhi in India was that we could find our own way by standing up for the truth.
Well, after the civil rights movement of the 60s proved to be very, very successful, I think blacks felt that we have crossed the threshold and it's easy going from here on in. But the worst was yet to come. I kind of think we thought that the waves would continue to roll, and we did drop the ball, only to find out later that other people were making plans and were putting certain kinds of Negroes and heads of organizations and paying them well, and they became the spokespersons for black people, and they became the protectors of the plantation, being paid by white people.
I think that we left you the blueprint, we just didn't tell you where it was. It's there, but we didn't just show it to you or lay it out. You had to look at us and see what we were doing to find out how to go about that blueprint. You see, some things can't be explained to you. Some things you got to look at a person, and then you got to see what it is that they're doing. The blueprint is you get an education. You don't just be in the middle of the road. You don't try to be with the kids who don't do well. You try to be the best, okay? You do as good as you can, no matter how angry people become, when you're really good. You know what? Success is not easy. It is not. If it was, everybody would be successful. It takes time. It takes hard work. And thus, everybody is not geared for hard work. Some people want it overnight, and it's not going to happen that way. And so what you have to do is, we old people, we've laid the groundwork for you. We've already put the blueprint out there. Now, you might not like that blueprint. You might want to alter it in some way. And you can. But if you alter it and it's not for the better, you will not achieve what us old folks have achieved.